everybody, and welcome back to Game Closet Chats. I'm Bianca.
And I'm Adam.
And we have a special guest with us today.
Who is it?
I'm Mary, Bianca's mom.
My mom!
Such a family show.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about a sort of board games today. We are talking about escape rooms, which in themselves are kind of just like big board games.
Well, also escape rooms in the box.
And so escape rooms in the box.
A little bit of, what is the one that we played? Is it Escape the Room? Is that the, do you remember?
I don't remember the name of it.
We have one of the expansions. I think it's Escape the Room. We do.
Which one do we have?
This is my favorite part of doing this, is her
shock
of things that we have or have
done. We just put things in the closet, yeah. And it's out of sight, out of mind, and
so we've done, I think it's Escape the Room. I think that's the brand.
I think it's Escape the Room because,
and go ahead. We've also done the Exit.
We've done Exit Puzzles, it's just Exit.
So we've done Exit Puzzles.
We've done a number of the Unlock.
Unlock, that's the other one I was
trying to think of. We've done four or five of those.
Yes, and then just escape rooms, the actual going to them.
Physical in rooms. Real life, yep. Leaving our house.
So what was your first experience with the escape rooms?
The first one I actually went to with a bunch of ladies that I hang out with is Exit Puzzles here in Olympia. And we did The Landlord.
Oh, I didn't know that was your first one.
That was my very first one.
Because that was our first one, too.
Yes.
I think you told us about it.
I told you about it because I found out through friends. And so we all went. We had the last clue in our hands and we ran out of time.
Oh.
We were holding it and didn't know what to do with it. So that was my very first one. So that was a lot of fun.
What year did we go and do that? Do you remember?
Well, I think it was probably about 16. Yeah, about 4 years ago was our first time through.
We were either had just moved or were about to move in together. So
yes, it was. It was in 16 then.
Yeah, because it was, like, I remember it being maybe cold or coldish.
It was cold,
like,
yes.
Yeah, it was fall, I'm guessing. As a matter, so that was our first one also, mostly because you had told us about it. But I remember when we were trying to decide who we were going to go with. So Ray and Teresa, who we talked about a lot, I was talking to Teresa, and I was like, oh, there's something we want to do, and it's, you know, or maybe she was actually inviting us. And she's like, but it's a secret, and it's like, we're going to go to a place and do this thing. And I was like, is that an escape room? Because I was calling you to do that. So, like, it was this weird confluence where we both were like, yeah, had just sort of discovered them at the same time as couples. So.
I love hilarious. It. It just, like, escape rooms just sort of appeared. Like,
they did.
In our town. And then suddenly, like, everyone I knew was talking about it. We went to, well, we did that at first escape room with Ray and Teresa. And then we were like, we need to do more.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
This is, like, the ultimate, like,
they're the ultimate brain challenge.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There's so many different varieties of puzzles and clues that you see, but you don't realize that they're actually a clue that you need to use at the time when you see it. So my favorite part of the Landlord one was the bust, the statue.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And it's like, I'm sitting here touching it, going, there must be something, you know, and I walked away, and of course somebody else goes, hey, look, and they tipped the...
Well, I did this, I was like, wouldn't it be cool if this was a thing, and I pushed it, and it opened, I was like, oh my god.
I was so excited.
It was like an old Batman thing.
That, or it was like Scooby-Doo, Batman.
Right.
Yeah, same thing, and so I tested it out, same thing, and then I just remember that bookcase swinging open. And it was quiet.
Yes.
So the other people, so Ray and Teresa didn't even know.
They were doing them. They were like super focused on the Morse code. So you have to like listen and like figure it out. So they were completely distracted.
Right.
Did you tell me? I don't know. I just remember seeing it and just being like,
I think you.
Oh my god! This is the best.
Yes, that's a good moment for sure.
I think the funniest one was the mirror. What had the number on it? And you had to breathe on it.
Right.
But everybody I went with, we're all like under 5'4". So nobody was really tall enough to go breathe on the mirror.
Challenge you. Like, I challenged,
yes.
And inevitably in any or most of the escape rooms we go to, there's something that ends up startling me. And then this one, it was a really cool, I think it was the key coming out of the...
The picture?
The picture.
Oh, when it dropped out, right?
It just like scared the heck out of me. Of all things.
So there's a second one in town. Did you do that other one? Or, well, it's not there anymore, I don't think.
There was, the Sound one.
Yeah,
we did. We did. There was two rooms that we did there. One was with the full team, and then there was a.
Oh, that's right. They had the two-person.
The two-person. The dark cavern. We did the two-person. We didn't make it because it was pitch black, and you got this tiny, tiny little pin light. You weren't allowed to use your phones, and so the two of us were stumbling around this little room with one pin light.
Oh, wow!
Trying to figure out all of these locks that were hanging on the wall, and yeah, that one was really, really quite.
Yeah,
difficult.
They kind of turned me off of it. Of it's a challenge, but that just seems kind of.
It was too much of a challenge. Yeah, excessive. So finally we got frustrated. Just used our phones. We couldn't
broke
see.
Through that
yeah,
barrier.
We were afraid to trip over something. So
is it the science one?
And then it was like a science lab ish one.
Well, we only did two in town, right?
Yeah, that was the other
one. Okay.
And
did you do that science one?
The other one that was there, it was
at the South Sun escape room place.
Yeah.
There were two of them that we did, and one was the this yeah science lab because it had the
it had like
picture
a big
chalkboard
and
of the clouds and stuff on the wall, and then the chemistry was there was another chemistry
case. Yeah, the chemistry
case.
One.
I
don't
remember
the clouds.
I don't
remember
the clouds. But
that one was terrible for us because we got paired with like a 13-year-old
birthday
party.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness,
it was
yes.
You, me, and Darby.
Yeah.
And it was Darby's first.
And my mom.
Oh, and your mom. Yes, your
yeah.
mom. Which I think was both of their first times doing an escape room. So it was sort of an odd, it was the four of us and then a bunch of teenagers. And like the minute we walked in the room, they just started tearing it apart.
Right. Mm-hmm. And communication is a huge, huge plus when you're in a room, especially when you've got eight adults and you've got everybody going every which way. Communication is a key. We always yell out stuff like, hey, I found such and such. Oh, that belongs with what I just found over here. And
yeah.
And if you've got kids that are just tearing through and just opening stuff, but you don't know where it came from and you don't know what clue it's going to go to, really makes it challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about halfway through, it was like, let's put all the clues on the table so
that's
we know what's happening.
Yes.
And then it was like, oh, I have this clue and this clue goes to this, but it's like somebody already went down that path and it's already been finished, but no one said anything. So
that's
sort of a downside to...
I think at some point we just stopped playing.
We just stopped
like, okay,
because
well, whatever.
They
we'll just
were,
let it go.
Yeah.
And let them do whatever they're doing. So it was a good lesson in that
yes.
we didn't want to do it anymore with ones that, like, filled your party.
Yeah.
Right.
So, which I do feel like it's shifted from that. I think they've realized that that's not necessarily a great idea. Because we haven't had to do it since in any of the ones we've played.
And so Adam and I went to Vegas... we did, what was the name?
Escapology.
I went with you.
We went on our honeymoon.
We went
right.
first.
I remember that.
Tried out Escapology. We did three of the rooms?
I think we only did two.
Two of the rooms?
We were originally only going to do one, and then we went, like, we scheduled one, and then we went back the next day.
Because it was so much fun.
Yeah.
And that was an interesting kind of step up from, like, you know, just being... at home.
The sort of local ones.
The local ones versus, like, going to Vegas where, like, their building is dedicated to...
Yeah, it's their business.
It
it's
is
not
their
a side
business.
Thing.
Yeah. And that was just kind of, like, it just blew me away when we did the...
I mean, the theming for mall were great.
We did the, like, murder mystery in the, like,
it
mansion.
It was, like, the sort of your classic whodunit mansion one. And... boy, I don't remember.
Oh, no,
now.
We did so many of them.
It wasn't Shanghai, because we did the Shanghai together.
We did the Shanghai when I went with
right.
you guys the second
so,
time.
So we went, yeah, we went once, just you
oh,
and
it was the lab, the virus.
Oh, it was the
and
virus.
And that's when you got scared again.
Oh, it scared me so bad.
Because there were, like, hanging hazmat suits, and you were so convinced something
oh,
was going to come out of those.
I was convinced someone was, like, in there.
And then you were flipping switches at the end. It was, like, up, down, up, down, up, up, up. And the very last switch happened to already be in the right position.
Yes.
So in the second to last switch, when you flipped it...
it was like a puff of air or whatever. Like,
it was like a yeah,
yeah.
Like fog and smoke.
Me.
Because it came early.
Oh, yeah. So
oh
we did those
goodness.
Two. And then when we went...
We did
and
four.
We went back
of
a
us.
Couple of months later.
Yeah.
Did we do four of
we
them?
We did four rooms.
My gosh.
So we did Shanghai first. I remember that.
It was...
and that one was hard. Like, we had to get help almost immediately. Remember, it was the belt that went around the stick, and we
yes.
were just like...
we struggled.
Well,
couldn't
because
figure
the,
that one out.
The main room had very little clues. I mean, it really was sparse. in comparison to some of the other ones where everything's right in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. The big thing with, like, Escapeology is, you know, a lot of times you're going into another room and you're trying to figure out how to get to that next room. Some of them have, like, 2 and 3 extra rooms. Mm-hmm. So, like, depending on how many clues they decide to put into each of those sections, it could be kind of difficult because you're just grasping at straws sometimes to just figure out what is the clue that's going to move us to the next step.
Right.
Yeah, I think that Shanghai had 3 rooms by the time we got to. And what I found most difficult was the math part of it, which is why I'm like, Adam!
Any sort of math thing.
Anything, we give it to Adam.
Yeah, I don't remember that one very well at all.
Well, it's funny because I say we give the math stuff to you, but we struggled with the math in the murder mansion one.
It was wrong. They didn't do it right. They didn't have the order of operations right. I'm like, so it was very ambiguous in that one. They were like, you know, do this math thing.
Yeah.
It's like, do I do it left or right? Or like, it should be done? And yeah, we had to go back and forth a little bit with the game master on that one.
Yes.
So we did Shanghai. What was the second one we did?
We did the submarine.
Was that the second one?
I don't remember the order we did them in.
Honestly. I'm trying to think of the fourth one, because I remember, that's why I was trying to do order. Then there was the submarine.
I don't remember.
Because we have our bracelets that say all the names on them.
Yeah. I was just trying to converse about what it was.
Yeah.
And see if we could remember.
I literally cannot remember what it is.
Well, we did the submarine.
And that's all I remember. I need something to, like, spark my memory.
You don't remember anything about the submarine?
No, I remember the submarine
very
well.
Let's talk about the submarine. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, okay.
So there was the submarine. And that one, it was a new one for them.
Yes.
And I remember, you know, they, like, still maybe a little bit of play testing on that one could be nice.
It was,
there were,
yeah, there were times where we were sort of stuck. There was, I just remember there being this giant mechanics box.
Yes.
Full of, what are they called?
Wrenches.
Wrenches.
Mm-hmm.
The like, circle ones.
Yeah, socket. Box end.
Yeah,
whatever
that
they
was
are.
Called under pressure.
Under pressure.
Yeah.
And you had to match them up on this, like,
bolts that were
on
the wall.
Right. But it was like, how perfect do they need to be?
Right.
And then it was like, some of them were kind of fit.
Because it was like a 5/16 versus a 3/8.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's kind of there. And then they had the millimeters there, too. So, yeah. And the hardest one I thought of that, though, was there was the Morse code puzzle.
Oh, God.
And there was Morse code in the ambient noise.
Yeah. I appreciate
that was, like, impossible.
That's sort of kind of, like, differences between local and, like, sort of Las Vegas, or not, like, Las Vegas specifically, but these sort of, like, dedicated ones where there's the ambiance going on, and the ambiance can give you clues.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of them. I don't know how long the track was running, maybe, like, 10 or 15 minutes, and then we realized, oh, there's Morse code happening.
Right.
Above us, and we need to listen to that.
It wasn't, though. It was there
what?
Was Morse code in the ambient noise.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But the puzzle was listening to Morse code on a radio.
Yes.
Oh,
and
that
so
one was
it was
difficult. Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
Like, impossible because it was the one in the ambient noise didn't mean anything. It was just ambient.
That's what right. I mean.
So
it was misleading us.
You.
It was a clue that we thought was a clue.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, sometimes you think too hard on stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, the submarine one was hard. It was, I mean, we got there eventually.
We did get there.
I think we won on
we
all
did.
Of them, right?
We did.
Or,
we got through all 4.
Yeah, yeah.
We got through all 4.
And then, so then there was the murder on the Orient Express one.
The
train.
Budapest Express.
Yeah.
Which had its own one clue.
That was
we couldn't,
at the very beginning, that was like the first clue, the
oh,
wine
it was
bottles.
So crazy.
The wine bottles were crazy.
Yeah, it was. And it's like this tiny little room. It's like a little.
It's like a little cabin on a train.
Yeah,
yes.
A little cabin on a train. And it's like, we had exhausted all of our clues, and we're all just, like, standing around, like, what are we missing? And
then we had to give everybody had to do the sign to make sure that we were all wanting the same clue
yeah.
at the same time.
And that one sort of made sense. It was it wasn't the years.
It was the pictures of the animals or something, wasn't it?
It was, on the insides of the labels.
Oh,
yes.
That's right.
You had to be standing behind them like you were a bartender.
None of us turned
we were all looking at the fronts, but they were clear liquid, and it was on the back side of the label.
I just love that none of
yeah.
us, like, picked it up and, like,
looked at it. Yeah,
or,
it was, or if we did, it didn't register.
It didn't register.
That one had a logic puzzle at the end, though, that I think you did the heavy lifting on Mary, so.
Love those, the
yeah.
logic. Bianca's like, oh, my mom's great.
I'm like, hand it to me. Like, take this.
Go to it.
Yes,
that one was
favorite.
Close. We were figuring out the logic puzzle
at the last like few at minutes. Like the last of it.
5 minutes or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that hard. One was close. Yeah, that one we were too close on. But we managed to get through all four of them.
And what's the fourth one that I don't remember?
I don't remember that
one. Oh, I thought you had looked. And
was it a plane? No.
No, they don't show it on the website. It was only the three that I could see.
How could we not remember this? I guess
we'll have to figure it out and look at bracelets and...
Yes. Then you and I, we did one down in Portland. We did the...
Oh, we did the D.B. Cooper room down...
D.B. Cooper room.
Down in Portland.
Yes,
and... then that other group of ladies and I, we went back... We originally had gone to the same place before you and I went back to it. You were with the same group that I went with the first time.
Did we do two rooms?
Well...
What did we do?
I had gone and done the first room. It was, it was a murder room. It was, it was a lab. Can't remember the name of it. But then we had gone back a second time. You came with my group mm-hmm. of girlfriends, and then we did the D.B. Cooper room. So that was fun.
I remember being very confused at the beginning because of the way the guy explained the end code. Oh. And he was like, and you're going to put the 16-digit code into the thing, and it'll unlock. And
when we misunderstood that he meant that there was a 16-digit pad.
Yes.
Not necessarily that we had to have the 16 digits. Right. We actually had the clue in our hands, and he finally had to chime in and just say, you're thinking too much. Just, you've got the clue in your hand.
Yeah, so that was...
That was a little misleading, but...
That one was fun. We...
Scared me when the thing dropped out of the ceiling.
Yes! Another... Yeah, that was good. That one had... I think it had some pretty great clues in it.
It did.
I really enjoyed...
The typewriter was my favorite part of it, where the typewriter keys had been switched around so the letters weren't in the right spaces, and you actually had to type a weird code to get the real code mm-hmm. to be typed out. So that was interesting.
I appreciate when escape rooms have sort of like more interactive parts of it that are like that versus just, let me just, find a number on the back of this thing and match it up to this. You know, it's the ones where, like in the landlord one, where you got to call a number and you're listening to what it's saying. Or you're doing Morse code, interesting things like that.
And there was, in the landlord, there was multiple ways to find out the same information. So, there were radio ads on the radio that gave you information about other things.
Yes.
And I don't remember exactly what they were, but we didn't know that. We'd gotten there a different way.
Mm-hmm. Which I appreciate, because then it's not like everyone's looking around for the one clue. Mm-hmm. There's a potential for someone else to find it and kind of getting there in the same fashion. We didn't do the D.B. Cooper room, did we?
No, we did the serial killer.
Oh, that's right.
The Ronnie.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was Ronnie. The first one that we had gone, that I had gone down to, and that I had told Bianca about. We needed another person to do the D.B. Cooper room.
Gotcha.
So, because we're standing there in the beginning, little alcove in the chain, and all of a sudden I turn around and I'm like, ladies, there's a guy standing there.
So that's the only one we've done where there's been an actor involved.
Oh, and he scared the living.
Oh my gosh.
The cabinet. One of the ladies we opened up the cabinet and he ran at us.
Yeah.
And we're screaming. So that was fun.
Yeah. And then we did one with, we did that one with Lauren and Larry, actually.
We did, and that one had another sort of twist a little bit to it that it started immediately. Mm-hmm. Because the very first clue was sort of were you paying attention to what we just showed you on the video?
On the video, right.
And a lot of times that's more flavor than anything.
Usually.
But you had to find the names on the wall, right? Mm-hmm. And
then you had to figure out.
And then you went back at some point out there.
To get something
out of one of the bricks or something was fake.
Well, that was how you got it to begin with. Because you had to turn the light on to get the stuff to flash on the wall.
Yes, that's right. The black light.
The black light.
I like when.
But we did have another clue that you had to go back out into that room later to find something off the wall. So that one was really intricate.
Did you guys pass that one? Did you finish it?
We did. We had 4 or 5 minutes left to spare.
Oh, we were so close, but we got tripped up on the map at the end.
Yes, that one was actually interesting, that we were reading the You had to read the journal and
get the directions.
Follow the directions on the wall.
I don't remember the map tripping us up. We couldn't figure out.
It did. It was the wrong code.
Wrong code.
It was the wrong. It was, yeah. I'm pretty sure. At one point, we had like made it a 7, but it was supposed to be a 6 or something.
Oh, we went
the wrong direction. Think,
wrong direction on the map.
I think we didn't finish it. We were like, it's a 6.
Yeah.
And we stopped, but it wasn't because you had to go like one more leg and it was an 8.
That's right.
That's what it was. We stopped too early on it.
Right. Okay.
But what really kept us from winning though, because we went right down to the last second and we're almost there. Like you had to watch. Well, no, it was before then. There was something because at the very end you have to watch the screen.
He's watching. Yes.
Maybe that's what it was. It gave you the remote. And we're like, this does nothing. And so one of us looked inside and we're like, nope, doesn't work in here. Because it was like that little slit you looked through. And you watched his security cameras. Mm-hmm. And that told you the order to flip the switches on the breakers.
Right. Yeah.
And we were like, this remote does nothing. We didn't. Right. Like, we don't get it. So.
Yeah. So we had to have somebody in the back room yelling back to us.
Right.
Yeah. So, similar.
And we got it wrong at the beginning. And it says on there that in order to reset it, you have to do a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out you don't really have to reset it. You could have just like change the last thing or something. I don't know.
It was, yeah.
He was like, you were there. Why didn't you just change that last thing? We're like, it's got all this instructions of this complicated thing that you have to reset and try again.
Well, we didn't realize we had it. Because the little light had turned green, but we weren't paying attention to the light. So we're just standing there going, well, what's going on? And he says, okay, you guys made it.
Nice. Yeah.
So, yeah, I've probably done at least a dozen at actual escape rooms. Now, I've done a few homemade ones. I have a girlfriend that actually made her own escape room. She's done a couple of those, and those were a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, I did one with you. I did the Christmas one.
That's right, the Christmas
elf. We did the Grinch.
The Grinch, yes.
Yeah, those are fun. It's,
We had a colleague of mine, too, and our neighbor.
We went and did that one.
We made one, and we were playtesting it for him a little bit. So, it's definitely things you can do at home, or you can buy a ready-made one. With the escape room in the box type thing, so.
Those were a little harder, because you only have one set of everything.
Yeah.
And so when you've got 6 or 8 people trying to play the same game, they really are challenging because you've got one tiny little clue and then nobody, only one person at a time is able to look at it. So
I would say that is the fatal flaw. I agree with that. And I think 2 people, if you're going to do it, is probably what you want to do it with. Exactly. Especially with the unlock.
Yes.
Now, we've liked those, but it's essentially a deck of cards. And you've got to look at it, something that's the size of a playing card is sort of where your clues are. Okay. And that can be tough. And those ones,
they're about the size of a playing card.
Lazo's dragging his toy around because nobody's playing with him. But and then you have to look for like hidden E's and stuff on
it. It really takes kind of an eagle eye of like dissecting every inch of the card to make sure you've caught everything.
Right.
The escape room in the box is a little bit better. They give you a giant...
there's a big poster.
A big poster to look at, which is nice. And then lots of little things. But then it gets to that point where, okay, well, I've gone down this path with this particular clue, and I'm done. And, you know, you don't have anything else because everyone else is working on the other things.
Right.
And it's hard to kind of jump in with them if they're in the middle of, like, figuring out a message or, you know, doing a maze or something like that.
Right. I think the exit one that we did is probably my favorite of the in-the-box ones.
Is that the one where you... Sorry.
It was the cabin, and we... oh my gosh.
We took the book apart, because...
Oh yeah, those are the ones where you... Yeah,
you're like cutting stuff up, you're writing on it, you're changing.
I remember the big twist in that one. Spoilers if you haven't played the cabin one that's been out for 6 years now. But it was it was like a word jumble.
Yeah.
Do you remember it at all?
Vaguely.
And we kept coming up with the word brocade. And we're like, God, what is brocade? What does that mean? Yes. And we like looked at it and we're like, oh, it's a thing, but it was barcode.
Yeah.
It was the clue was in the barcode of the game.
Oh,
on the box.
Yes, I remember that.
Some of them get pretty creative.
That Yeah.
With the, like, little... Like, you, something's in the instruction book, or... Mm-hmm.
Underneath the insert.
Underneath the which insert.
Which we got... That one, again, there was something underneath there, and we're like, after Time Stories, we had decided, we're not going to get tricked anymore.
Nope.
And we did immediately.
We just checked the under... But we, every time.
And it was there, we saw, before we knew. But... Yeah. That was... It was fun. So... Do you have a favorite room or puzzle?
Favorite room or puzzle?
Or gimmick. Or
yeah. I think I just like the sort of like hide and seek with numbers of like pulling the numbers together and you're not really sure where they're going to go yet. And using them in the locks and stuff like that. It's fun like opening up giant trunks and chests and things to see what's inside. Those are some of my favorite puzzles. Favorite room? Oh gosh, we've played so many of them. I mean, it's funny because I might say that the landlord one was like, I just had a lot of fun with it being the first one.
Mm-hmm. Mary, what do you think? Any favorites?
Other than your cat?
a Laszlo escape room. Escape to Laszlo.
I think the landlord was, because it was our first time through, even though we didn't make it, it was, I think that was the best one, but there's so many we've done that mm-hmm. can't think of an actual favorite.
I think the landlord. And I don't think it's just because it's the first one. I think it was really well done.
It was well done.
It had some of the better puzzles. The radio was great. The phone call was great. The secret room... The discovery of a secret room.
Yes,
right.
I just thought, really, and that has my favorite, I don't know if it's really the puzzle, but the sort of moment, and it's when, like, you have to just stick your hands in that like, black hole into the box, and it's just like, do it. And nobody would do it but Teresa in our group. So, that was fun. And I liked the tactile nature of that one, because you couldn't see, so you had to feel. It was like there's a big plug and a medium plug, or however.
Yeah.
I didn't really remember for sure.
You had to connect the wires.
Yeah. That's right. Connecting the wires.
You had to connect the wires to the thing to get the bomb to go off.
Or
not to go off. Probably.
Off, yeah.
Definitely one of my favorites. And I hope eventually, we were originally, when we went down to Vegas, we're going to do sort of a scarier one with a live actor.
Yes, not Escapology, but different company.
Different company. Unfortunately, it was like recommended having at least 6 people, or like.
Well, it said they wouldn't run them unless there were enough people signed up, and there was nobody else signed up at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we ended up not going because it's like, well, I'm not going to drive all the way out there and then
just be 2 people,
and then be like, okay, never mind, we're not doing it. And that seems like a terrible policy, and I hope that they've changed it since then, but. Okay, anything else you'd like to get to or add about these escape rooms?
If you haven't tried an escape room yet, do it.
Try it. They're really brain challenging, and they're so much fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people balk a little bit at the price, but...
A little bit. Some of them can be a little bit pricier.
They can be.
But you got to figure the amount of time it takes them to have to put everything back to where it was, in the right order that it was.
And just thinking up all those puzzles. I don't even know how the puzzle masters do it.
I don't remember which company it was, but one of them actually employs the Disney Imagineers.
Really?
Yes. And I can't remember which one. I was talking to one of the managers.
That's cool.
And they help them with their puzzles.
Wow, that's super cool.
Can't remember which one it was.
I mean, I'm sure, just like, how do you even begin? Like, do you start at the end and work back, or... Do you start at the beginning and work to the end? Yeah. It boggles my mind.
It definitely takes somebody with a lot of creativity.
Yeah.
Like puzzles, if you like social, I mean, it's also just a good, like...
It's a good laugh.
Fun. It really is.
They really
it's
are a lot fun. Of fun.
And so I guess once we're done socially distancing, if the exit here in town is still
going...
They
have a new one.
Yeah, they have a new one that we haven't done.
And
I think we were going to do it right before everything kind of shut down. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they're still in business.
They are. I was just looking at their website and they're open.
Sweet.
And they are doing the COVID where they no longer are including pairing you up with anybody else, but there's a minimum. I think it's like probably four people that you'd have to pay, and then max of eight. But they're not going to pair you if you're only doing four people. They're not going to put strangers in with you anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's a plus. But
yeah,
and yeah, Escapeology is one of the ones where if you book that time, it's just your group,
right? Which is great.
Right.
Yeah. Agreed. All right. Exactly. Well, that's the end of this. You cannot escape our shameless plug for following us on Twitter at Game Closet Chats, or favorite us on Anchor or Spotify, wherever you listen to us. Mary, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for inviting me.
Adding your expertise. So that's it for today.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.